You say there are rules that need to be followed? A structure that needs to be respected? Well, this isn't the podcast for you then. This one, it's for the rebels, the difference makers, the trailblazers. This is the world of WDFA, where we do things just a little bit different. We challenge the status quo with ideas that are new, fresh, and unique. You want to hear what we have to say, so turn up the sound. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we don't f*** around. Hello and welcome to the world of WDFA. My name is Raj, and today we are going to talk about how your nonprofit can increase donations using appreciation custom hoodies. Now, before you ask me what an appreciation custom hoodie is, there's three things you're going to need to understand and have in place with your nonprofit before you can use an appreciation custom hoodie. Number one, you're going to need a website where you can create a page to highlight donors, maybe their name, their picture, what they donated, or how much they donated, or why you love them. It doesn't really matter, but there also must be a donation link on this page. Number two, you're going to need Google Analytics and remarketing set up for that page. So you should know who's coming and you should be able to put them in a list and send them ads later, whether it is Google Ads or Facebook or whatever it may be. And number three, you should have a custom apparel vendor who can help produce one-off garments that include custom QR codes that are associated with the specific webpage that we created in step one. Now that you have all this and we are all on the same page, I'm going to tell you what an appreciation custom hoodie is. Okay, wait for it. An appreciation custom hoodie is where you give someone a free hoodie because you appreciate them. In this scenario, the person being appreciated is a donor. And for this specific donor, we have a webpage that thanks them and shows how much we appreciate them. So we're going to add a QR code to this garment, this hoodie that we have for them, that directs people to that webpage. Now, the trick here is to make sure this hoodie is not branded apparel, that it's not a billboard. This hoodie must be something that's cool, pretty, whatever adjective that appeases someone's ears. That's what this hoodie should have, along with that QR code. And the reason why it should be that way is because that will increase the chance of a person wearing this appreciation custom hoodie. Now, if you've ever seen anybody wearing a QR code out in the public, people start scanning. So let's say you create artwork that not only is cool, that someone wants to go, ooh, what is this? And they scan the QR code and then they find out that the person wearing it is super cool and is being appreciated by a nonprofit. The donor gets honored and you just created a potential donation. Here's how. Remember that appreciation page, the QR code, donation links on it? Remember that marketing, that remarketing that we set up when people visit that site? Well, you can remarket to them now, number one. You can use Google Ads to put ads in front of them because they're a part of your audience remarketing list. And number two, because your donation link is there, if they chose to donate to your cause and become a part of your cause, that they can do that right away. They went from not knowing who you were to knowing that you appreciate your donors. And number three, because you showed appreciation to one of your donors, you just increase the prospects of them donating to you again. You'll need a few things to pull this together, and a company like WDFA can help you do it. So feel free to reach out to us, and we can discuss a custom solution for you. But until next time, my name is Raj, and you have been listening to the world of WDFA.